Good morning, everybody. Good morning, saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord wherever you're at right now, all over this world. We just need to raise our hands in the air, however it is that you praise him. Just give him praise right now. Give him the honor that he deserves, because we are here today. We made him our first priority, and we're coming to the table to meet him again this morning. I say good morning to you, all of our international partners. We thank you again for coming, starting your week off, your morning with us this on today. And that says a lot. And I can tell you right now, God is smiling on each and every last one of us, because he sees that we deem him worthy to be praised. We deem him to be our everything. We deem him to be wonderful. We deem him to be magnificent. We deem him to be just who he is, our Father, our Abba Father. And Father, we just thank you on this morning for giving us an opportunity to be in your presence again, to meet you at the executive table so we can have an executive meeting with you. Again, I say good morning to you. We are so grateful that you chose God as your first priority this morning. And we just say, let the Holy Spirit just do its job. Just let his power, his Holy Ghost power, consume us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. But most of all, inwardly, that Holy Spirit just dwells within us and comes outwardly so people can see just who we are, sons and daughters of Christ. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. How are you? Bring us in this morning with prayer.
I'm awesome. How are you today, Evangeline? We're giving thanks to God, these saints, and we thank you again. We thank you again for sitting in at our executive meeting as we usher in God this morning. We give our praises to him, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for waking us up today, oh God, for giving us another sunrise to enjoy. Thank you for your wonderful sounds of nature and the cool breeze brushing through the trees, making the birds sing melodies, oh God. We praise you, Lord, for allowing us to live another beautiful day in your kingdom. Dear Jesus, thank you, God. I do not know who or what will cross my path today, oh God. But I do know that you are my rock and my fortress, oh God. You are my shield and my strong tower, oh God. Help me to anchor myself to you today, oh God. Teach me how to stand strong in you, oh God. You choose, we baby choose only you, oh God. You, your way today, oh God, oh God. Help me walk by your truth, God, and not by my feelings, oh God. Help me to embrace anything that comes my way as an opportunity to see you work, oh God. As an opportunity for me to work and to point others to you, oh God. May you, God, be so majestically praised us, oh God. We praise you in your name, oh God. Dear Lord, I pray today that I will yield my spirit completely to you, oh God. That you use me, Lord, as where you please, oh God. I pray that you will provide me an opportunity, God, to show people how much you mean to me, oh God. I give me discretion, God, to know what to say and how to say it, oh God. When to speak and not to speak, oh God. Make me bold, oh God, to know that I may proclaim your salvation, God. Oh, cheerfully, oh God. Joyfully, oh God. That I pray that the seeds that you allow me to plant will grow and mature, oh God. We pray that forever, oh God, grateful the cross that you, that we pray, we are forever grateful, God, for the cross, oh God. May I proclaim in contagious way, God. May it be contagious, oh God, the way we praise, oh God, that we search for you, oh God. Today, oh God, forevermore, oh God, we praise you in your name, in your son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. It's into your name, oh man. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's just give God some praise right now this morning. Just thank God wherever you're at right now. Just speak to God in your heavenly tongue. Just speak to God. Just go into the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to lead you and guide you on today. Just stop resisting and just surrender. Surrender all to God. Surrender all so the Holy Spirit can be your guide, so you can receive the directions of the Lord. Just surrender on today. Because one thing we do know, that is that we need God. Without God, we are nothing. And until we as a people can receive that and believe that, then we're going to continue to go through the same thing over and over again. So I say unto you on today, I decree and declare that everyone under the sound of my voice will stop resisting what the Holy Spirit has for you, and you will invite the Holy Spirit into your life. The topic for today is having an uncompromising worship. When you're into a place where you have an uncompromising worship. So uncompromising meaning that you're not going to allow anyone, it does not matter who it is, it does not matter what circumstances that you may have to go through, you are not going to allow anyone to come in and separate you or disturb you or to do whatever as it, when it comes to your worship. You will go through whatever circumstances to continue to worship God, and nobody will be able to come in between that. And today I submit to you Daniel. Going back into Daniel 6, I'll give you a little backdrop because it's a long story. In Daniel 6, Daniel first didn't want to. They didn't want to eat what the king had prepared for them. And moving on into chapter 6, it got to a place where King Nebuchadnezzar had been put some decrees together and was stating that the people had to say certain things. They had to bow to them. They couldn't pray. They couldn't pray to other gods. They couldn't do any of those things. But when it came to Daniel got into a place where it did not bother him. It did not matter to him what was going to go on, but he was going to continue to worship. In 6:10, Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its window open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. Then the officials went together to Daniel's house and found him praying and asking for God's help. So they went straight to the king and reminded him about his law." So even though this law had been signed, Daniel knew about the law, but it did not matter to Daniel. Daniel said that I'm going to steal. The scripture says that Daniel still went. He went back into his house upstairs with the windows open, and he still kept his same regimen. He still kept his same cycle that he used every single day to worship the Lord. It says that he prayed three times a day, and he still continued. The people, they were so envious of him that they went to his house to find him in that position. Daniel, his enemies were so jealous because of his high position. Because of Daniel was a man of excellence. And because he was a man of excellence, he was promoted to do things for the king. He was in a place where he was noteworthy. People knew exactly who he was because of his excellence, because of his hard work, because of him doing what he said he would do when he would do it, because of his commitment, his loyalty. But see, this is the thing. I don't want anybody to get this mixed up. His commitment, his loyalty, his hard work, his vows to do everything excellently was unto God. It wasn't unto man. And this is what the people in this time failed to realize. And some of us on today, they fail to realize that when you do the things that you're doing, you should be in a place that you're doing it for God, not for anybody else. And this is why Daniel was in a place where he had an uncompromised worship. He was in a place because he knew that the way people sit and say, when it's not broke, why fix it? Daniel knew his relationship with God. Daniel knew how how his relationship developed with God. Daniel knew how to maintain his relationship with God. And when Daniel realized that God was his strength, God was his rock, God was his fortress, and that he was nothing without God, because see, Daniel was in a strange land. But Daniel realized where his help came from, and his help came from God. And Daniel was in a place that nothing and nobody was going to compromise his devotion. No uncompromised. Nobody was going to interrupt it. Nobody was going to come in and make him fear. He didn't have any fear. The only person he had was reverential fear for God. He didn't fear what the king had going on. He didn't fear his enemies. He didn't care what they had going on, because what he had going on was more powerful. What he had going on was to the point where he knew that God was there for him. And that's why, again, I know you all may get tired of hearing about this personal, intimate relationship with God, but that is the way. That is truly the way for you to understand and for you to get into a place where nobody, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. It doesn't matter who does not like what you're doing and how you worshiping them or how you whatever. That's between you and God. That's something that you have chosen based on your relationship with God, based on how your faith has built with God, based on whatever situations that you have had and God has came to rescue you, you have developed this place where nothing, by no chance whatsoever, no matter if you had to go into the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, like Joseph had to go through a lot of things in his life, but no matter what it was, they still went through the tests of times. They still went through the trials and the tribulations, and they let nobody come in between what was going on in their life. And I already said when the decree, when Daniel, I got a little bit ahead of myself. When Daniel continued to worship after the decree had been issued, this is what I love about the entire story. Daniel could have went in his room because he learned about the decree. Daniel could have went in his room. He could have shut his windows. He could have been in a place where he shut his windows and probably just started whispering when he did his prayers. But what he did, the story says that he prayed with his windows open as he had done previously. In other words, he wasn't trying to keep his worship a secret. His reverential fear for God had exceeded the fear of the king, the fear of his enemies, the fear of his frenemies, the fear of whoever did not like it. Daniel chose God. Daniel chose his place of worship without it being a secret, without having any shame, without with going into knowing that these people were coming or they were paying attention to what he was doing. And see, I say that is because why I say they were paying attention is because they are the ones that went and told the king. They went and reminded the king after the king had put the decree of the law out that Daniel was still doing it. They basically told the king, Daniel don't see you. He don't see you. And in all reality, Daniel did not see him. Daniel did not see the man. Daniel did not see his enemies. Daniel did not care about what anybody else had going on. What Daniel cared about was his personal relationship with God and him continually to pray for him as he had been taught to pray for him, as he had chosen to continue, not pray for him, to continue to pray to him, as he continued no matter what the circumstances and the situation was. Because Daniel refused to compromise his worship, his enemies took him to the king for not honoring the decree. And that you can find that in Daniel 6:13. And the king had no choice. The king did not want to, because of Daniel's excellent work, because of Daniel, his character, because he saw the commitment and the loyalty in Daniel, the king did not want to bother Daniel at all. But see, because he had been signed it and the people was continuously talking to him and nagging him about it, because even the Bible said that Darius, it was King Darius, He didn't even sleep. He put Daniel in the lion's den. And when he put Daniel in the lion's den, they put a rock over it. The king could not even sleep. The king was uncomfortable because he realized that this man, what he may have not been serving his gods with a small g, but he realized that Daniel was fully committed to our God, our Abba, our everything, our provider, our El Shaddai. He knew that our creator, he knew that Daniel was committed to the God that he served, and Daniel would not sit. He would not stop doing. He would not stop praying. He would not stop. He would not allow his worship to be compromised by anyone. He was in a position where he was steadfast and unmovable. He was steadfast. He was unmovable. He was anchored. He was not stagnated. He was not all over the place. Today I'm going to do this. Today I'm going to pray to God. Tomorrow I'm not going to pray to God. Today I'm going to worship God. Tomorrow I'm not going to worship God. Daniel had a regimen that he kept because he was so grateful, so thankful for God. He knew where his help came from. He knew exactly what was going on, whatever. So as Daniel went into the lion's den, Daniel apparently had no problems. Whatever was going to take place, it was going to take place. But Daniel, his worship, him refusing to allow anybody or whatever. If I go into this lion's den, and my father decides at that point in time that this will be my end, the story would tell that I refuse to give in to what man, I refuse to give in to what my friends, I refuse to give in to what my haters, I refuse to give in to whatever people do. Because, see, I am different because I realize who God is in my life. I realize where my help comes from. I realize if I continue day in and day out to serve my Father as he served me, as God, that Holy Spirit continues to lead us and guide us every day, we need to be in a place where we're serving God, that we have reverential fear for God, that we don't let anybody, nobody come in, no matter what is going on in your life. You're not going to let anybody separate you from your worship. We know that praise confused the enemy and caused people to have an overflow. But guess what? Worship can do the same thing. Because of Daniel being who he is and who he was, Daniel and his life was characterized by pressure to conform to what others wanted him to do, and he refused to do that. And he continued to persevere. He continued to endure whatever the circumstances was. He continued to move, be committed to God. Daniel ended up being one of the highest officials in the land because Daniel refused to compromise his worship. Because Daniel refused to stop praying to God. Daniel realized, the scripture said, Daniel went before, Daniel prayed to ask God to help him. And see, when he got put into that lion's den, that's exactly what God did. God helped him because he knew to seek ye first the kingdom. He knew to seek God. And that's what a lot of us do not do. We get into the place where we like to seek different people before we go to God. We seek the different people first, and then we go to God. But I'm going to tell you this. When you go to God and you seek him, he will sometimes give you somebody that's going to give you the advice that's needed to help you through your situation. But you have to go to him first. You have to be into a place where you do not let anybody compromise what you have going, your worship with God. compromise your praise with God. Compromise your prayers with God. Compromise whatever it you, wherever you and God, the times that you and God have set a time, you do not let anyone come in between that. Come on in, Minister Chiquita.
Yes, we have to have an unshakable spirit unto God, knowing that God is the all, true all to all, and we stay in a ever-loving, present, praying mode in him. It can be as simple as, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Throughout your day, in the back of your mind, you stay in the presence of God. You keep yourself in, another thing is subject yourself into throughout your day of checking yourself, how you are articulating and walking through life, stopping yourself and not allowing certain things to get to you. You know it's God is working in the midst of those things. So you should not have an uncompromisable spirit anyway. But in the book of Daniel, in 2 Daniel, what stood out to me so strong was that he did not let nothing shake him. And in this time period that Nebuchadnezzar was, he was seeking out the wise men to kill. And Daniel was one of those wise men out there. He still stayed strong in his faith. He was sitting there one night having a talk with his friends. And he asked his friends to ask God, ask them to pray to God of heaven to show them mercy and help them to understand the secret so his friends would not be killed. He needed them to understand and walk in a certain way and get the articulation and get the anointing that he had so they wouldn't fall short of the cloth. So Daniel knew a great secret within God was to stay fast and stay within God's truth. But doing that, you kept going. Daniel said in Daniel 2:20, he said, praise God forever and ever because he has the power. He has the wisdom. He changes the times and the seasons of the year. He takes away the powers of kings and gives them to new kings. He gives wisdom to those who are wise and knowledge to those who understand. He makes the secrets known that are deep and hidden. He knows what is hidden in dark and the light is all around him. I thank you and I praise you, God of my ancestors. This is Daniel speaking on God, telling his friends right then and there that God is the way, the truth, and the life. You only have to walk in him. You must accept him into your life. God's not going to make you walk with him. You have to accept him. We can't treat him as a sugar daddy, and we can't treat him as a side chick and can only pick him up when we want him or call him when we need something. We must stay in his presence at all given times to stay into the blessing, to get the anointing, to get the gifts, to get the things that his royalties and his children that are heirs of, that you are heir of, that's rightfully yours. The things that you are walking around and you're walking around certain mountains, you have these certain burdens that I realized that throughout my own life that I was carrying my own burden. Yeah, they say carry the cross. Well, get up and carry your cross, but you don't have to carry burdens that you harbor different things in your heart and in your mind and in your spirit that's limiting you from getting to where your purpose is in life. Anger, bitter, different things will keep you out of alignment of God. These are not things that we need nowhere near in our psyche, in our spiritual walk. Some of the things, it's a lot of different bigotry and hatred and things that's going on in the atmosphere. We have to block these things out and keep our mind completely on God. We cannot get up and attach to the things of the world. God is the way. God is the light. That's all I have in the evangelist.
Thank you, Minister Chiquita. Going back to Daniel 6, one thing about it that I also love, because of Daniel's faithfulness, he knew that God would save him. He knew that without a shadow of a doubt. He knew that his faith was so, so deep down and rooted that it did not. The scripture does not say he screamed and hollered. It did not sit and say he fought as they put him in the lion's den. It did not say anything. It did not show any place where there was any resistance for Daniel going into that lion's den. But the beauty of it in Daniel 6:20, in triumph, Daniel came out of the lion den, totally unharmed. And guess what? His faith was refreshed because God had then showed up again and showed out and saved Daniel from his time of not. See, a lot of us have an uncertainty when we ask God for something or we are put in a situation where we don't know the outcome of what that situation is going to be. But that's not what Daniel was. Daniel was ready to die, to lay his life on the line. And guess what? That is something very hard in the natural to do or even to possibly think about. It is something very hard to do. But you know, when we grew up and even now, we would sit and say, I'll die for my kids. I'll die for this person. I'll die for that person. But do you really mean that? Do you really mean that you'll do that? Because Daniel was in a place where he would not compromise what he had built with God. And that was his faith. That was his trust. That was his love. That was his walk. Daniel walked with God. He refused, even if it came to death, to compromise it. And that's where you and I need to be. And it's not something that happens overnight. It's a process. It's a process that has to be built. It's a process. We all go through trials and tribulations, even trials and tribulations that we may not even see, that we don't even know that we're going through. But the problem is we get into certain situations and we don't talk to God about it. We don't talk to him. We don't ask him for help. We don't ask him for guidance. And see, this is where Daniel was. The scriptures say he asked God for help. And you and I need to do the same thing. We need to be in a place where we really know where our help comes from. Because I think a lot of us, because I can speak for self, a lot for years and years, I did not know where my help came from. Because I was being taught false doctrine. I was being told you can't ask God for this. You can't say this. You can't say that. But I thank God for his mercy and his saving grace. Because God will put you, if you ask God, God will put you in a place where things just start coming to you. He'll put you at a place where he just opens your heart and things that's been down there, that malice, that deceit, that unforgiveness, it comes out and then he replaces it with confidence, with boldness, with commitment, with loyalty, all of these different things. So you can be in a place where Daniel was, where you can be in a place even today in 2021 that you do not let anybody stop you from praising the Lord, from worshiping the Lord, from praying to him, for fasting, for doing whatever it is that you have already, that you have set aside. Because, see, I can't tell you how to worship God. Only you and God knows what makes, how it is, the different things that works for you and his worship time. I just sit in and urge each and every person to put some time aside. Do not be so busy into your life that you don't have time to worship God, that you don't have time to if it's praying or whatever it is that you're doing, that you don't have time to do it, that you don't have time to just utter a word. And you know what? Sometimes you don't even have to utter a word. When you allow the Holy Spirit to speak for you, you may not even know what he's saying for you, but the fact of it is you summon him to be your mouthpiece. You summon him to live within you, to abide within you. You summon him to be your leader, to be your guide, to give you the instructions, the directions that are needed to get you from point A to point B. And see, this is why Daniel came out successful. And due to him being who he is, him not compromising who he is, showing King Darius, it doesn't matter what you say, what you do, my God is a deliverer, and I am going to show you on this day. He was promoted. Daniel came out, he was prosperous. He was prosperous. Prosperity came into his life. He received a promotion. He sat on high. He sat on high. God promoted him. Not Darius. God promoted him. And another thing, King Darius got to the place where he set a decree and told people, and I'm paraphrasing, that you're going to serve the God that Daniel served, and you better be fearful of him. That's what he was saying, and I'm telling somebody on today, you're going to serve the God, our Father, our Abba, and have a reverential fear. And when I say have a reverential fear, that means that you're not going to continuously do the same thing over and over, commit the same sin over and over, have the same excuse over and over, because you realize that you are sinning against God and not against man. And this is something, ADM, we have been taught. And I'm at 3 years with ADM, and I can tell you that this is something that we have been taught over and over and over. Do not let anybody interrupt your worship. Do not let anybody put you in a place where you got the second guess that if you're going to do what the different people say. See, a lot of people... And I can say this because I can speak on my own family. A lot of people will sit and get into a congregation of different people. I remember one time I was in a congregation of a group of people, and I just started praising the Lord, just praising him outwardly, just praising him because I had something to praise him and worship him about. And my mother came over to me, and she said, you can't do that at this church. And I looked at her, and I never disobeyed my mama. But see, at that point in time, God had me in the spirit. I was obedient to God during that time. And this is where people need to understand. You can't let anybody come in at the time when the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you. You can't let people, it don't matter if people looking at you crazy. It don't matter if people got something to say. It does not matter. That's between you and God. And if that's what the Spirit quickens you to do, because you are now trusting the Holy Spirit, you have nothing to do with it because you have surrendered everything to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is leading you into a place of worship, I sit and tell you, don't you dare let anything or anybody interrupt where God is leading you. Because, see, that's where Daniel, even though they did not speak of the Holy Spirit in that time, the Spirit of God lived within Daniel. Daniel knew who his God was. He knew because of the relationship that was built. He knew, and that's where you and I need to be. You need to build a relationship with God. You need to put a praise on everything that's worthy to be praised. You need to continue to worship. You can worship all through the day. You can worship while you sitting there doing work. You can worship while you driving your car. You can worship. Nobody can stop you from worshiping unless you want them to stop you, unless you are in a place that you're too ashamed to do it, or if you're in a place because you don't want the naysayers to have something to say about you. You're in a place where you think, oh, that she's just faking. That ain't going to happen. Nah, she just making that up. Oh, because the pastor didn't touch her. She just fell out. She making that up. That don't happen. But I'm going to sit and tell you something. I don't know if y'all remember. Shirley Caesar had a song out there, and her and her siblings used to sit and play with the Holy Spirit all the time. And when the Holy Spirit came up upon her, and then they went and said, Mama, Shirley out there, Mama stopped them and said, nah, basically the Holy Spirit then got a hold on to her. And that's because, you know why? Well, I'm going to go off of Shirley. I'm going to tell you a reason why the Holy Spirit will come onto you, and sometimes he will lay you out at the presence of a man. Well, he will lay you out where you are at his feet at that point in time, because you have opened your heart. You've made a conscious decision that the Holy Spirit is your guide. You made a conscious decision that the Holy Spirit resides inside of you, abides inside of you. So whatever you're sitting and saying to the Holy Spirit, when you invite him in, have thy way. Have thy way, because no longer do evangelists need to have any control over the situation. I surrendered it all to you. I moved self out of the way. But sometimes we get into a place where we have to go through different things to put flesh under subjection. We have to go through those things. But getting back to Daniel and his friends went through some things. And every time they went through some things, guess what? God was right there to deliver them. And I'm not going to sit and say to you, because I don't know your story, I don't know your circumstances, I don't know your situation, but I can sit and say to you, try praising him, try worshiping him. Get yourself into a place where somebody even comes to you and tell you to get yourself up. Don't do this. No, you can't do this. That you look at them with a grin on your face and say, I wish you would. I wish you would try to interrupt the time or the things that me and God got going on at this time. I'm sitting and telling you all, worship, praise and worship move mountains. Prayer move mountains. Faith move mountains. We have to get into a place where we identify who we truly are in Christ, and are we in a place where we're truly allowing, have we truly accepted him, and are we truly allowing him to have a reign over our life? Have we invited the Holy Spirit in to lead us and guide us, or are we just still playing? It's 2021. Are we still playing? Are we still just sitting there, and all the teachings that we have been taught, are they still falling on deaf ears? Or are we applying them to our life? And today we may have fell short, but guess what? We're not going to throw in the towel and go back into our old ways. We're not going to give in and start hanging out with the people and doing what everybody else do, because we realize that we are ambassadors of Christ. We realize that our standards are higher. We realize that we must serve the Lord and show him that we are worthy. We are worthy of his trust. We are worthy of his love. We are worthy for everything that he has given us and will continually give us, because we will continue to praise and worship him. He will be our everything, and we will have reverential fear. We will make sure that we do not knowingly continue to make the same mistakes. Continue to, because this person say, come on over, girl, let's go do this, go do that, go do this, and continue to do those things. But I say unto you today, make a conscious decision as to who you're going to serve, and then how are you going to worship them? How are you going to continually, the word continually, keep going gradually, keep moving on. How are you going to continually serve the Lord? Or are you going to be in a place that you let the naysayers, your haters, and everybody disrupt what God has for you? I know one thing. We already know that God predestined us to have a prosperous life, and we do know that we will go through trials and tribulations. The question is, how much can you bear? How much are you willing to lay on the line to allow God to bring you out, as he did for Daniel in the lion's den, for Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego in the fire, for Daniel, for Joseph, for everything he went through, from being in a pit, going to Potiphar's house, being locked up in prison, are you willing to continue to not allow your worship to be compromised, to have an uncompromising worship, knowing that God is the God that's going to save you, that's going to keep you, that's going to prosper you, that's going to heal you, that's going to provide for you, our Creator, that blesses us exceedingly and abundantly? Make a wise decision on today. Make a choice. Make a choice on today that you do not allow anybody to compromise the worship that you have for God. We leave you on today with much, much love, much peace, and much happiness. And as we always, when we come to the executive table, we always want you to be fed. We never want you to leave hungry. We never want you to leave thirsty. We always want you to be filled. Because throughout the day, it is your duty to release the words of God, to release, to talk to somebody, to tell somebody about our Father who art in heaven, to talk about Jesus who died on the cross. And once you do that, you get to a place where you're emptying out. But thank God that you can come back to the table tomorrow morning and be given the bread of life, the water that has you never be thirsty again, and you are able to replenish what you've already put out. So we will see you tomorrow morning. Excuse me. Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. and tonight 8 p.m. unless Apostle Temple says anything different, 8 p.m. tonight, so we can get into. I am so excited, so we can continue our series with engaging in the spirit. Bring your notepads, bring your pens, set everything aside, and just be ready to receive what God has for you. Have a beautiful day. It is a new day, a new week. Command your atmosphere. Do not allow anything to take you out of the presence of the Lord. If you see the attack coming, then you just put on what you should have on your full armor of God right now. Just put that shield up, that shield of faith, and just move, start letting it know, get out my face. You have no room here. You have been evicted. I put you under my feet. Whatever it is, do not allow anything to take you out of your blessed place, because, yes, you are blessed because you woke up this morning. So, again, we thank you for listening in. We ask you to come on back in tomorrow at 8 p.m. See you tonight at 8 p.m. Love you. Peace out. Have a great day.